Hello, I am Hannah Berlocker, and I have been fortunate enough to grow up with one of the most passionate and energetic person you will probably ever meet. Growing up as Cole's younger sister, I have learned so many life lessons, and I've had so many experiences that I will cherish forever. Whether that was learning to not take life too seriously by rocking out to Disney Sing It in our basement, or playing a very intense game of Connect Four in our backyard, Cole has always had a way of making life so fun and interesting. I am so honored to not only be able to call Cole my brother, but one of my biggest role models.
Growing up with Cole has taught me that there is nothing more important than appreciating life's journey, even when the going gets rough. Whether it has been through dysfunctional family road trips, quick trips around town for a photo shoot, or a last-second drive to get some fast food, a journey with Cole is one filled with excitement, and more often than not, a good deal of chaos, as I'm sure the members on his officer team can confirm. Cole has taught me the importance of seeing the goodness in others and always pushing through when the going gets rough. Even when the opposition before him seems too great to bear, Cole always manages to stick to his values and come out a better person in the end. Cole has been a constant source of motivation for me, and I'm proud to be able to call myself his older brother.
FFA members and guests, please welcome your FFA National President, Cole Berlocker. Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, getting caught. Have y'all enjoyed convention so far?
Yeah!
Me too. You know, at this point, I feel like we're old friends. And whenever I'm with my friends, I like to spill the tea. So we're gonna spill the tea a little bit today, y'all. I'm gonna tell you something, about me. I am horrible with money. Like I don't even know anything about money, like stocks, investments, savings, what? But I have an excuse, my Grandma Judy. Yeah, I say it's hereditary, right, Grandma? Right. Now, maybe you're asking yourself, but Cole, what do you spend all of your money on? The answer is simple. Clothes, lots and lots of clothes. Oh, y'all, they are just simply my favorite thing. I mean, retail therapy, come on. They make me feel more confident and cool. Like, check out this outfit, all right? Okay, I'm a big believer that when you're comfortable, you're confident. So I always like to start with my shoes. So let's go with my Birkenstock Bostons. Yeah. And then onto the jeans. Those are my Wranglers, I like those ones too, but I actually like this pair a lot because I actually thrifted these because we stay balling on a budget, right? And then I also love a piece with some sentimental value, like this cardigan, which actually belonged to my great-grandpa Charlie. How cool is that? And then we'll just pair with this simple white t-shirt and voila, you have the quintessential Cole Berlocker fit. Now, maybe you're sitting there thinking, I would never wear that. You might prefer a pair of boots or sneakers to my Birkenstock Bostons, and that's okay. That's actually one of the biggest reasons why I love clothing so much. It's our way to say, this is who I am, this is what I like to wear. It shows people what we value. Like for me, wearing my great-grandpa's cardigan is important because my family means the world to me. For you, maybe it's wearing your sneakers because you like to be outdoors. Or maybe it's your favorite band t-shirt because music is your passion. Clothing is a way to express who we are. It's a choice we make every single morning. We get up and get ready for the day. Now, while I do love my Birkenstock Bostons and Great Grandpa's cardigan, my favorite outfit of all time is obviously official dress. Can anybody relate to that? Yeah. Now, okay, I know for those who didn't cheer, you're probably saying, oh, of course he's saying that. He's a national officer. But no, I seriously mean it, y'all. This outfit, the one with my name on it, always makes me feel a little bit more like me. While I've worn several jackets over my time in the FFA, you never really truly forget that first jacket you put on. You're slipping your arms through the tightly sealed sleeves and zipping up all 145 zipper teeth. Must be nice, because I did not get that experience. Yeah, see, I have an older brother. Y'all just met him. And as the younger sibling, maybe you can relate to this, but you're oftentimes stuck wearing hand-me-downs. Now, as someone who truly values the art of self-expression, this created an issue for me, especially was the fact that I look almost identical to him. So wearing Chase's blue jacket, the one with his name on it, yeah, that created some problems, like at the county fair. See, my brother had this lamb named Uphill. Now, he called him that because Uphill's legs were actually shorter in the front, so he was always kind of leaning forward. You know, I just said we should have called him what he was, a genetic monstrosity, but we didn't go with that name. But by the time the fair came around, my brother was really, really excited to show, and he actually got 8th in his market class of 8 other sheep, which somehow Uphill being able to say he was top 10 still feels like really, really generous. But later that day, my mom and I, we came back into the lamb barn to check on our animals, and that's when we found Uphill, upside down with his head stuck in the fence. Yeah, not the brightest lamb. After a few minutes, we finally got him loose, but Uphill was moving downhill pretty fast. Yeah, we can just say he was on his way to greener pastures and would be entering retirement a little early. Yeah. Now, like I said, y'all, Chase and I look almost identical, and I'm wearing a jacket that very clearly has his name stitched across the front of it. So for the rest of the entire county fair, I had people coming up to me asking how me and my lamb were doing. I was not having it. I was done being confused as my older brother. I wanted my own jacket, one with my name on it. So after the fair was over, I sat my mom and dad around the kitchen table, and we cut a deal. All right, I'll take $50 out of my fair check, and I'll use that money to buy my own jacket, one with my name on it, so that this whole Uphill fiasco would never happen again. But looking back, I've realized something. That yes, while there is power in a name, there's more power in being authentically you. See, zipping up my new jacket, I didn't become more Cole. I was still me. No more, no less. I was learning that these blue jackets are a symbol of unity and individuality, regardless of what you have stitched across the front or back. We need to realize that it isn't a name or a title that makes you great. It's you and the unique dimensions you bring to this organization and to agriculture. Embrace your story, embrace who you are, because you are special. Now, maybe you see me up here on the stage and you might be thinking, wow, this guy has got his life together. Well, again, we're old friends, so I'm gonna spill the tea and let you in on something. You're wrong. Now, I'm not saying that I'm like unprofessional or unprepared, but I know what it's like to look at others and to think that they are the epitome of having it together. Well, when it comes to Cole Bearlocker, y'all are always gonna get the real deal. And I'm gonna be real with you. There's been a few times this year where I felt a little in over my head. Like that very first time I stepped foot into the National FFA Center. See, as a new national officer, walking into the FFA Center is a big deal. You're essentially walking into your new home away from home. And for me, I still remember it vividly. Walking into the center, and there before me stood the super awesome, mythical, legendary national FFA officer lockers that I had only ever heard rumors about. See, these lockers are for the 6 national officers to use however they want. And man, was I excited. See, there's so much culture and history stored in these lockers. Some of my biggest role models and mentors kept their things in them. And now, I get to keep my things in them. I was so excited. I remember I'm standing outside my locker, and I reach out, and I grab the handle, and I twist it, and I pull open the door, anticipating this glorious ray of sunlight. But as I'm staring into my locker, something else hits me. Wow, past national officers really did use these lockers. This was the storage site of all their memories and experiences and achievements during their year. How am I ever gonna amount to anything like that? As I'm staring into my locker, I could feel my confidence start to dissipate. I was starting to feel like an imposter. like I'd shown up to the Met Gala with all these incredible stars, with these amazing talents, and I was there wearing a Hanes sweatsuit. I mean, but seriously though, who was I kidding? I wasn't Breonna Hulbert or Colson McCoy or Doster Harper. I wasn't smart like them. I didn't have the right experiences. I'm not cool. I'm not talented. I'm not funny. I'm not enough. I am not. Why did I ever think I had what it took to be a national officer? As I'm staring into that locker, trying not to cry, that's when all of a sudden Craig walks in. Now, I know, back up the train a little bit. You guys are probably asking, okay, who's Craig? Well, how many of us have ever seen that movie Inside Out? You know, the one with like those cute little characters that run around Riley's brain and they control our emotions? Yeah, I have one of those. Emphasis on one, and his name is Craig. Essentially, he's the very honest, semi-angry little man that lives inside my brain that helps me keep it real, right? I tell people he's my voice of reason. But seriously, Craig was right. Who told me that? I scanned my brain, and I could only think of maybe a handful of people who didn't think I was enough or didn't think I had what it took to be a national officer. But that's when Craig asked me, well, does their opinion matter? No. So then why would you say those things to yourself? See, looking into that locker, I learned an incredible lesson, one that I've carried with me this entire year. Belonging is not about finding a place. Belonging is about creating a space. All of us in this room, we want a space to belong. We want to be a part of something. We want to feel that sense of purpose and pride when we zip up our blue corduroy jackets. But the reality of it is, not all of us feel that way. I know there are times in my FFA journey where I didn't. But rather than allow that feeling to eat at us, rather than allow that feeling to turn into something negative, what if we use that energy for good? What if we chose to create a space for the people around us? Now, creating a space means that we meet others where they're at, and not necessarily where we're the most comfortable. It means we understand that all of us are different. We each have our own different backgrounds and beliefs and experiences. And rather than see those differences as divisive, we choose to respect the validity and the experiences of those around us. Now, I'm not asking you to change your morals or your beliefs or your principles. And you know why? Because those things, the things that make you you, are a part of the space that you occupy as a human being. We create space when we choose to build bridges rather than tear them down. We create space when we see the validity and the experiences of those around us. We create space when we zip up our blue corduroy jackets and join the other 850,823 other FFA members across the country doing the exact same thing. Don't spend your time looking for a place to belong. Step up, be a leader, and create a space for yourself and for those around you. Now, this year, I've shared the message to expect nothing and appreciate everything. The idea is when we travel through life without the stress and worries of expectations, we're able to appreciate being in the present moment even more. Life becomes a great big surprise full of awesomeness because we weren't anticipating it. While in theory, this idea brings spontaneity and joy to everyday occurrences, in practice, it isn't always that simple. Even in this, the most incredible year of my life, I've ran into some issues and challenges with this idea. See, let's flash back to June, by far my craziest month as a national FFA officer. See, I was only about 2.5 weeks in, and I'd already been to 4 state conventions. But I was on to my next adventure, summer camp in Oklahoma. Yeah. All right, y'all. I'm gonna be real with you though. I was nervous. I mean, this is my first time ever to an FFA summer camp. Please let there be AC. Ooh, we're outdoors, so I bet I'm probably gonna be the only one not in cowboy boots. I hope people don't think I'm weird. I'm facilitating workshops, so they probably have high expectations that I hope I can live up to. I really, really don't wanna let anybody down. See, those expectations were getting in my way of appreciating being in Oklahoma. They were getting in my way of being present in the moment. That was until I met my small group. Small group number 33, the loudest and proudest small group of all of OKFFA Alumni Camp Week 1. See, these 12 incredible individuals showed up to camp as total and complete strangers, but left as new old friends. Is it my new friends? Amelia, Bailey, Donna, Connor, Hannah B, Hannah H, Hagen, Jace, Jaylee, Leah, and Lexi showed up to camp with an open heart and a willingness to learn. But it was on my final night at camp that I learned an incredible lesson. See, a part of our final night of facilitation was to talk about the milestones of our lives, the events both good and bad that brought us to this present moment, that brought us here. So we circled up our chairs and dove into each other's lives. As group leader, I was up first. And again, I was nervous. Hi, my name is Cole Bearlocker. I'm 20 years old, and I'm from Colfax, Washington. I talked about my experiences growing up in a small community and playing basketball. I dove into my experiences in FFA, the moments where I felt like I was on top of the world and the moments where I felt like I couldn't get back up. I talked about taking a step out of my comfort zone and auditioning for the school musical, about getting elected state office, becoming a student at Washington State University, coming out about my identity to my family. I talked about getting elected to national office, the moments where I felt extreme joy and the moments where I felt like I couldn't keep going. See, I was scared that by opening up about my milestones, that I would be judged. But as I looked up after I got done sharing and saw the faces of my campers, I realized that all of them were there with me on that journey. They chose to be here in that moment. We continued around the circle sharing our milestones, and it wasn't easy. I realized that all of us have been through something that made us question whether or not we could make it here. But my friends in Oklahoma showed me an incredible lesson. Rather than focus on all the milestones that went wrong, why not instead focus on all the milestones that had to go right? Seriously, do y'all know how rare it is that all of us are in this stadium together right here, right now? That's like a 1 in 2 billion% chance that you are in this moment with all of these people. You are not here by mistake. You are here for a reason. Small group 33 showed me that when we choose to be here, incredible things can happen. When we travel through life without expecting things and appreciating the moment, we ground ourselves in the here and now. When we embrace our milestones, we place ourselves on track to learn and grow. But it all has to start with being here. See, years from now, you'll look back on your time in this blue jacket and you'll realize that you were growing in ways that you couldn't anticipate. But you first need to expect nothing and appreciate everything. You first need to ground yourself here. You are unique, you are special, and you are enough exactly as you are. These blue jackets are powerful. We as members should never feel like we have to confine or condense who we are to fit into them. You belong. Each of us want a space to belong. We want to be a part of something great. But as leaders, we need to understand that true change starts from within. Step up, be a leader, show empathy, and create space for the people around you. You belong here. Each of us have a story, a string of events that have brought us to this moment right here, right now. Release the expectations you have for yourself and focus your energy on appreciating the moment and the experience in every opportunity. So, as I get ready to take off my FFA jacket for the final time, I want to know, how will you embrace your story? What will you do to create space for others to belong? And how will you maximize your potential here? Because FFA, you belong here.